My friends, today I want to talk about something that is super important, something that is very much forgotten. I want to talk about merit. Yes, this term that puts fear in people's hearts because it's this deep theological term, and usually when you watch videos about it, it's so boring, and when you try to read about it, it's from St. Thomas Aquinas, and it's just busting your brain, and you're like, what is this? And yet, this is something that is so important. And for all of you that love purgatory, in the same way that purgatory has been forgotten, so has this idea of merit. So you need to open your ears and open your hearts. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and today we are praying for the soul in purgatory that has the most merit. Now, first of all, why would we want to pray for that soul? Because, first of all, that soul has done the most on earth, has gained the most merit, has gained the most reward out of all the souls in purgatory. And if you get the lottery ticket of praying that soul out of purgatory, that soul will be your intercessor, specifically thankful to you. And since they will have the most merit in purgatory out of all the ones that are there, they will have a tremendous intercessory power in heaven. So think about it like this. If you're like an NFL football team and you want to recruit the best rookie, the best football player from all the colleges, and you want to be the one that gets it, and when you get it, that player will play on your team. That's a great analogy for us to think about it. But first, let's talk about merit, and I want to put it in a very simple way. Just like purgatory, merit is a very controversial topic, especially between Protestants and Catholics, because there's this idea of earning. And so first we have to clarify one thing. The initial graces that we receive of conversion, of being accepted into God's family, of being forgiven, of being accepted into salvation, are freely given by God, and they are not merited. They are gifts of God's grace. So an easy way to understand this is God accepting us into his family, and everything that comes from that is free. That was a work done by Christ. Now that we are in his family, he gives us the freedom to choose how much a part of that family we want to become a part of, how deep and how holy we want to be. A way that I like to put at it, he lets us into the theater and he lets us pick the row. Do you want a back row, a middle, a front row? The further to the front the row that you have in heaven, the more amazing the experience that you will have. So the more merit that you have, the higher degree of glory, the more you will see into God. And since God is infinite, there is so much further than we can go. Here's another analogy, kind of thinking about yesterday's video that we were praying for those that had a devotion to the angels. Well, you know how the angels are all different? And I spoke of them as numbers, you know, different, that there's only 1, 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, and the numbers kind of increase. Well, the angels are like that, that you have higher degrees of glory, each different from the other. How many numbers are there? An infinite number. How many angels are there? We don't know. But the higher they go, the more amazing they are, and the more they really pierce into God. Are they all happy? Yes. But is the highest one even happier and has a higher ability to be happy? Yes, it's the same with us. When we are in heaven, we will all be happy and we will all be in heaven. But right now, you can determine in your response to God's grace and in gaining more merit, you can determine your capacity for happiness, your capacity for seeing God. So in other words, the more merit that you have, the better. That's what you need to know. So what do you need to do in order to gain merit? First of all, you need to be in a state of grace. It needs to be done freely. You need to be alive, so you can't be in purgatory, in hell, or even in heaven. You have to be alive and in the body. It has to be a good act and a supernatural act. So a great example of something that gains you merit is going to Mass. Another thing that gains you merit is praying the rosary. Another thing that gains you merit is doing some work of charity because that person out of love for Christ. And of course, something that gains you merit is praying for the souls in purgatory. That's what's amazing about this devotion, that since it's always supernatural, it's not just helping an old lady cross the street, which can be a naturally good act. This is a supernatural act because it requires faith to believe that purgatory is even there. So whenever we pray for the souls in purgatory, we are increasing in merit. And this idea of merit is something that people just don't really understand. Let me read a few passages either from Scripture or from the Catechism. I'll mention it as I'm saying it so that we can kind of wrap our minds more deeply around this forgotten teaching of the Church. Catechism 2007, with regard to God, there is no strict right to any merit on the part of man. So God freely gives us merit. He doesn't owe it to us. He wants to give it to us. He's freely giving it to us now that we become part of his family and we are in that state of grace. 2009, Catholic Catechism, filial adoption and making us partakers by grace in the divine nature, becoming part of his family, can bestow on us true merit as a result of God's gratuitous justice. So in being part of the family, there's like this justice system where God does reward the good things that we do. We're not just rewarded evenly. If you do more meritorious acts, you're rewarded more. If you do less, you're rewarded less. There is a real type of justice that's there. This is our right by grace, by a gift, the full right of love, making us co-heirs with Christ and worthy of obtaining the promised inheritance of eternal life. So because we do our actions in Christ, we are adopted and put into Christ. Our actions truly have merit, as he himself says, without him, we can do nothing. Without Christ, our actions are just natural actions. They're not worthy of a supernatural reward. When you try to find out about merit, people don't really give you an idea of what happens to you the more merit that you have in heaven. They don't give us kind of an idea of this treasure. And I found this amazing quote from The Secret of the Rosary that really gives you kind of a glimmer of how valuable this is and why you want to pray for that soul in purgatory that has the most merit. Whoever gets that person out, that's a reward in itself. There's nothing I can do to give you more. You win the jackpot. If you can say, wow, I released a soul in purgatory that had the most merit, that would change your life. So you should get to praying right now as soon as you see this video. So this is a story from The Secret of the Rosary. Blessed Alan says that a nun who had always had a devotion to the Holy Rosary appeared after death to one of her sisters in religion and said to her, if I were allowed to go back into my body to have the chance of saying just one single Hail Mary, even if I said it quickly and without great fervor, I would gladly go through the sufferings that I had during my last illness all over again in order to gain the merit of this prayer. Now, we don't get more detail, but what this tells you is merit is unbelievable. And if we were to see the degree of glory that increases in us, we would think, I wish I could suffer more to gain more merit. And in this specific example, the merit that we gain from certain prayers, in this case, the Hail Mary. So, my friends, merit is one of those forgotten secrets of our faith, and it is so important for the afterlife. So for us that love the souls in purgatory, first pray for the one that has the most merit, get them out. Let that be on your little reward board, but pray more, receive the sacraments, pray for the souls in purgatory, gain for yourself more merit because it will make a difference. Once you are in heaven, game over. You can no longer increase in your merit and degree of glory, but now you can. So I don't know about you, but I want to be at the front row. I want a front row view of God. Sure, it's nice to be in the concert. Yes, praise the Lord that we're in the concert. But I want to have the best seat. My friends, I hope this pumped you up on this idea of merit, that you will take seriously each of your good behaviors and good actions that are supernatural and out of love for God. I hope you take these more seriously. Persevere in this Lent. Let's keep going. Let's pray for those souls in purgatory more and more. Thank you for joining me today. If this video has added value to your life, please hit that like button because it helps it spread to more people. The more people praying for the souls in purgatory, right, the better. Thank you for joining me today on day 15. I will see you tomorrow on day 16.